Mike Leake and the Cardinals take on Max Scherzer and the Nationals in D.C. In the first inning, the Redbirds mount the threat as Stephen Piscotty steps in.
Driven out to left center. That ball will get down. And it's past Eaton all the way to the wall. Piscotty, a two-out RBI double against Scherzer, and it's 1-0 St. Louis. The 2-1. Piscotty off the end of the bat into shallow left center. That ball will drop. His second RBI on the day. Both have come with two outs. And with that, it's a 3-0 St. Louis lead. On deck, Daniel Murphy. And that's also a reason why this inning is so important going through that combination of Harper and Murphy. 3-2 pitch. He got him. Struck him out. And that's 6 strikeouts from Mike Leake. The 2-2. Outside corner, struck him out. Worth slamming down his bat. Leake is out of the jam. And it's strikeout number 7, none bigger than this one. With a tying run at the plate, he strikes out Jason Worth on the outside corner. What a big spot. Here you go.
Rendon leads at first base. Carpenter continues to hold from the belt. The runner goes. The pitch is swung on line to third and caught by Jerko. Jerko with a backhanded grab keeps the Cardinals in front after 8. We're going to the 9th. 3-1 Redbirds. Piscotty swings and it's a high fly ball. Deep left field. This is going to go. A goner over the Cardinal bullpen. A 3-run homer for Piscotty. 6-1 Cardinals. And I smell the coffee brewing.
St. Louis snaps a 3-game skid as Mike Leake picks up his first win of the year. And more bad news for Washington. Stephen Drew hits the DL with a hamstring strain a day after Trey Turner was also placed on the DL. A much-needed win for the Cardinals helps them avoid the sweep in Washington. Here's their manager, Mike Matheny.
Amazing job all the way around. What it had to do with the running game that turned the game around in the first, fielding his own position. Only thing he was missing was a couple of hits or a bunt, but what a great day, 7 shutout innings against this team. And the way he did it, it kind of seems to be just a carryover from what we've seen so far this spring. And it'd be nice to watch all season long.
Gets out of a jam in the first and retires 19 in a row.
And what a jam that was, too. But great play by Carp, too. Slapping the tag on. I mean, that's a game-changing play for sure. And, doing some of those little things that we talked about is what it's going to pay off. And, the guys came in out of the bullpen and got a little hairy there. I thought Rosie threw the ball well, but a couple just got over the infield like they needed to, and Bowman did what we wanted him to, and had some good positioning there for Cecil to get us out of that because that was heading in a tough direction. And Steven was the offensive story. What a great day for him all the way around.
Considering the start, and like you said, looking for some kind of thing to get you jump started, to get the final one of this series and not get swept, how big is that?
We don't put too much stock, whether it's positively or negatively. We got a long way to go. We got to play each game. And I thought they did a great job of not thinking too much about anything that's happened or thinking about who's on the mound today and just going out and competing. That's what we do is stick with the process, believe in the process, keep getting better, keep working, and days like this are going to happen. We have a good team.
Piscotty was dealing with the sore knee. Game like today, did you see his swing coming around to where he...
I don't know what more you could want from him. I mean, it was just solid all the way around. And, Carp getting on there in the first to help make that mark. Steven put together a really good at-bat. I mean, fighting off some tough pitches and comes through and drives a ball that's down the zone. And then, obviously getting the other one, which was great base running by Dex to trust himself, take off and score on that one that fell in front of the outfielders. And, we needed some breathing room there too, two-run game, big home run. We talk about how this kid just seems to figure it out when those situations come up. It's pretty special.
Mike, important given what we've asked you about in the previous games, the defense and bullpen to play such a big part in today's moment.
Yeah, we're just expecting the whole thing. I mean, we're expecting good defense. We're expecting our bullpen. Look at some of the arms we're bringing. Trevor, once again, the ball was jumping for him. Cecil, we know, is going to get those big outs for us one way or the other. And Bowman. Bowman continues to be able to handle big situations. So there's no reason why we can't hand the ball off to our closer with the lead. We have a lead, and our starters go as deep as they have. But, you know, that it's nice to see. Nice to see everything kind of come together and guys make plays when we needed them to.
Jerko, for example, in the season, gets the ball, but Jerko makes that happen.
Yeah, well, what helps make that happen, too, is the position. You know, putting them in the right spot. Ollie and Jed working together and reading the pitch and then having the instincts to make sure you got that first step jump so you can make that catch. And just Jed's been doing a nice job defensively all the way around. Greg Garcia looks good when we throw him out there too, so guys are staying sharp.
Talk a lot about Cecil's kind of up and down the start. You show a lot of faith to bring him in that spot. What made him the right guy there?
That's where we got him.
Yeah. Just got to kind of let him work through it. And
yeah, I mean, there's obviously an argument that Bowman has the ability to go against lefties.
Yeah.
But you're talking about two of the better lefties in the league right there when you got Harper and you got Murphy right behind him. You know, that's why we brought him here. And he's going to get those outs for us. And you know, it's just not always the easiest thing getting on that good roll for your new team. Today was a great step in the right direction.
Stephen Piscotty was the story with his career-high tying 5 RBIs, and he touched up not only Max Scherzer, but the Nats' bullpen as well.
It's hard to not get big there. He was a great pitcher, and you're going to do everything you can to beat him. So sometimes muscling up will get you in trouble, so you have to kind of fight that urge and stay within and just try to shoot something back up the middle. Any game is important. I think we learned that last year, missing the postseason by one game. So we're going to treat each game with the utmost importance. And, you know, we got a chance. Maybe we go to New York, sweep them, and it's a great road trip.
Mike Leake outdueled Max Scherzer for his first victory of 2017. His 7 scoreless frames were a big boost for the Redbirds.
I mean, they were obviously seeing the ball well and swinging the bat really well. Saw that first inning, so I knew I had to pinpoint a little bit better than I was, so I had to kind of kick it up a little bit.
Mike, how does it feel to go out and pitch a game like this when the team really was looking for that kind of start to try to give them some positive momentum?
I mean, it's ideal. I mean, it's what you ask for from a starting pitcher when you've been beat down for a couple games. And I don't see the beatdown happening too often, though, for us.
You know, Mikey, your approach against, remains the same, but this Washington team was red hot. Did they pose any more danger going into the start because of the way they were swinging the bat?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're a threat at any pitch. So, I had to be pretty precise with where I wanted the ball because they were all swinging the bat really well right now. So, I mean, it's a testament to them, too.
Like last time you were out against Cincinnati, great effort, didn't get the win. This time a little more offensive support, and you pitched just as well. Is that how you sort of needed to look at it?
Yeah.
Let them win?
Yeah. I mean, I think just the difference was probably we scored some runs, and the last game we didn't. So, I mean, it's I don't expect no scoring runs or games with no runs very often. So, I mean, it was a good game all around today.
Matheny was saying that as well as your pitch, you also showed off your defense. Can you imagine when we talked to you complaining that you didn't chip in offensively?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could have chipped in offensively, but we did enough today. So it's my job was to pitch today.
The Cardinals are off until Friday when they begin an interleague set with the Yankees in New York. Michael Wacha will make the start in the Bronx.